Mark 1. Beginning of the glad tidings of Jesus Christ, Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, who shall prepare thy way. Voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. There came John, baptizing in the wilderness, and preaching the baptism of repentance for remission of sins. And there went out to him all the district of Judea, and all they of Jerusalem, and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed in camel's hair, and a leathern girdle about his loins, and ate locusts and wild honey. And he preached, saying, There comes he that is mightier than I after me, the thong of whose sandals I am not fit to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee, and was baptized by John at the Jordan. And straightway going up from the water, he saw the heavens parting asunder, and the Spirit as a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice out of the heavens, Thou art my beloved Son. In thee I have found my delight. And immediately the Spirit drives him out into the wilderness. And he was in the wilderness 40 days tempted by Satan, and was with the wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. But after John was delivered up, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and saying, The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has drawn nigh. Repent and believe in the glad tidings. And walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, Simon's brother, casting out a net in the sea, for they were fishers. And Jesus said to them, Come after me, and I will make you become fishers of men. And straightway leaving their trawl nets, they followed him. And going on thence a little, he saw James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, and these were in the ship repairing the trawl nets. And straightway he called them, and leaving their father Zebedee in the ship with the hired servants, they went away after him. And they go into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath he entered into the synagogue and taught. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as having authority, and not as the scribes. And there was in their synagogue a man possessed by an unclean spirit, and he cried out, saying, Hey, what have we to do with thee, Jesus Nazarene? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, Hold thy peace and come out of him. And the unclean spirit, having torn him, and uttered a cry with a loud voice, came out of him. And all were amazed, so that they questioned together among themselves, saying, What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him. And his fame went out straightway into the whole region of Galilee around. And straightway going out of the synagogue, they came with James and John into the house of Simon and Andrew. And the mother-in-law of Simon lay in a fever. And straightway they speak to him about her. And he went up to her and raised her up, having taken her by the hand. And straightway the fever left her, and she served them. But evening being come, when the sun had gone down, they brought to him all that were suffering, and those possessed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many suffering from various diseases, and he cast out many demons, and did not suffer the demons to speak, because they knew him. And rising in the morning, long before day, he went out and went away into a desert place, and there prayed. And Simon and those with him went after him. And having found him, they say to him, All seek thee. And he says to them, Let us go elsewhere into the neighboring country towns, that I may preach there also, for this purpose am I come forth. And he was preaching in their synagogues in the whole of Galilee, and casting out demons. And there comes to him a leper, beseeching him, and falling on his knees to him, and saying to him, If thou wilt, thou canst cleanse me. But Jesus, moved with compassion, having stretched out his hand, touched him, and says to him, I will, be thou cleansed. And as he spoke, straightway the leprosy left him, and he was cleansed. And having sharply charged him, he straightway sent him away, and says to him, See thou say nothing to anyone, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing what Moses ordained, for a testimony to them. But he, having gone forth, began to proclaim it much, and to spread the matter abroad, so that he could no longer enter openly into the city, but was without in desert places, and they came to him from every side.